can't see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the third and final hour of today's show here on this Hump Day Wednesday, April 29th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text message coming in during the break. The deer need drastic depopulation. There are over 500,000 deer in Northeast Michigan. MDARD doesn't manage anything. It's a complete joke. Also, legislators have done nothing about it. And also, the TB fiasco that we've been strapped with for 31 years has had zero progress. Okay, you know, I think we need to put pressure on the state representatives and state senators for our Northern Michigan counties. I am seeing a ton of deer on the shoulder of the roads. Deer auto accidents, vehicle accidents are through the roof. We need to basically have an open season on deer. If you can't consume all the venison, process it and give it to food banks. They can use ground venison in so many things for food pantries. Healthy venison, chili, spaghetti, meatloaf, meatballs, hamburgers on the grill. We could feed so many people and eliminate this problem ourselves. We don't need government to do it. You have your local butcher, or maybe you're able to process the deer yourself. Shoot it, process it, grind it up, and take it to your local food pantry. I don't have enough room in my freezer. Here, you guys have it. Well, where did it come from? I shot it in my backyard. I shot it in my farm. I shot it at a state-owned land, whatever. I shot it. John and Julie down in Midland. You also need to round out rout out some of the Canadian geese. What, you got goose crap all over your yard? Oh, my God. I know there's something else. We see those in the golf courses. Beef farmer Cliff Tellini. Our total losses on the farm to deer, about $30,000 a year. Sounds like you need to process some venison and give it to the food banks. Need to invite some of our listeners to come and visit your farm. $30,000 a year? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. I'm sure not only... Oh my God, that's insanity, dude. That's crazy. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon promises.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I just got a flyer from Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig. Perry Johnson's for governor bus tour will be at the Iron Pig there at 4029 U.S. 27 Highway south of Gaylord this coming Friday, May 1st at 3 o'clock. Come hear Perry Johnson's plan for Michigan. Perry Johnson for Governor, Be Bold 4747 bus tour. It's going to be at the south location. Going to probably use the lower dining room area. When you come into the building, go to the right. And that's probably where they're going to host Perry Johnson this Friday at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock this Friday, May 1st. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend. I'm going to be going downstate, and I'm going to be moving my cousin and won't be able to be there. So you guys go, give me a field report. Greatly appreciate it. Perry Johnson, Iron Pig, 4029 Old U.S. 27 Highway South at the Iron Pig location. This is not downtown at Prohibition. This is Iron Pig Smokehouse. So, one of the stories that I think is pretty interesting that we have to look at is the process of all of this that we're going forward with, that we're looking at. In Lansing, right now, they are sending the budget through from the House to the Senate. The Senate doing some things on their proposal, conferencing with the House before they send it to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for her review and approval. Well, in that process, kind of interesting, because one of the things that Governor Gretchen Whitmer's been fighting on, pushing back, is on President Donald Trump's tariff policies. Well, the White House says that tariffs have actually helped a company here in Michigan to expand. Adrian Steel Company is undergoing a $43 million expansion, thanks in part to nearly $550,000 in grants, property tax breaks, which was approved by the Michigan Strategic Fund Board. And according to the White House, the president's tariff policies. Here's the story. The Adrian-based automotive aftermarket equipment and commercial cargo management solutions company is making its first large investment in Michigan since 1953. They are going to expand its Lenawee County facility by 112,000 square feet. White House spokesperson Kush Desai claimed the expansion of the steel company as a win for President Donald Trump's tariff policies. President Trump is actually delivering. And he's delivering with the same agenda of tariffs, deregulations, and tax cuts that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats have spent months criticizing. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued the following statement. Michigan is on the move and open for business, competing for and winning big projects in industry like steel manufacturing. Today's announcement will create 40 good-paying jobs and cement Michigan as the best place to build the future. Let's keep working together to create good-paying jobs, bring supply chains home from overseas, and tell Michigan's stories, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, the interesting component to this, the company's only able to expand because of Donald Trump's tariffs on foreign steel, making U.S. and Michigan-made steel more competitive. Well, yesterday, press release from the governor's office also included quotes from State Representative Nancy Jenkins of Clayton, a Republican, Senator Joseph Bellino Jr., Republican from Monroe, and Lisa Hewitt Cruz, Community Development Director for the City of Adrian. Bellino said, "I salute Adrian Steel Company for their commitment to our region and for being a great community partner for over 70 years. I also applaud all the local and state officials who make this investment, who made this investment a reality. Michigan Strategic Fund approved a $320,000 performance-based business development grant, along with a 5-year, 100% state essential services agreement, worth nearly $230,000 for the steel plant." Kind of interesting. Now, in other news, I find this interesting. The Michigan Strategic Fund Board also approved a $150 million private bond for Dan Gilbert's real estate firm. Who's Dan Gilbert? Rocket Mortgage. In addition, he's turned into being a real estate developer in downtown Detroit. Well, his company, Bedrock TBP Incorporated, is designed to support 4 transformational brownfield projects in Detroit. What is a brownfield? A brownfield is land that has toxins in it. It's contaminated. Maybe on purpose, maybe by accident, toxic items got basically put into the ground. The ground, the soil, is contaminated. That is a brownfield. Well, Gilbert's firm is looking to support transformational brownfield projects in the city of Detroit. The projects include the old Hudson's plant. They're going to turn that into a mixed-use development. Currently set for completion next year, 2027. The Book Building and Tower, which is a prominent skyscraper on the Detroit skyline. A building opened in 2023 at Campus Martius Park and was a ground-up redevelopment of a building at Cadillac Square. The bond financing will use several tax captures to reimburse Bedrock for a portion of the costs and would not pass any debt onto the state. So, projects going forward here in the state of Michigan. And oh, by the way, just so you guys know, Dan Gilbert is supporting Mike Duggan for governor. Surprise, surprise. One other short story. Do I have time to get this one in? Yeah, I think I do. A Michigan State Police trooper has asked the Department of the Michigan State Police to investigate her allegations that the soon-to-be retired lieutenant colonel lied in a 2025 affidavit claiming she knew nothing about the trooper's claims now in civil lawsuits. Shannon Banner, director of the Michigan State Police Communications Outreach Division, confirmed yesterday that the department received a complaint from Trooper Megan Morick, alleging Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe lied in an affidavit and it's under review. Morick's four-page complaint, dated April 1st, asked for a full investigation into whether Brimacombe committed perjury, who earlier this year announced her retirement. She did that back on January 15th. In her affidavit, Brimacombe attested that she did not have any firsthand knowledge or unique knowledge related to the claims alleged by Ms. Morick in her lawsuit against the Michigan State Police. Morick's complaint alleges that internal communications revealed Brimacombe was actively involved in the investigation of Morick's allegations that a trooper sexually assaulted her. Brimacombe and Colonel James F. Grady II, who is the director of the Michigan State Police, were dismissed from the federal lawsuit after a judge held Morick failed to allege that they were personally involved in the events beyond the mere right to control employees. Judge dismissed the Michigan State Police, several officers from the lawsuit alleging sexual harassment and retaliation. That was done back on March 6th of last year. Well, now she's filing a complaint asking for an investigation that they may retiring Lieutenant Colonel Brimacombe may have lied in her affidavit. Got another text message. Man, another farmer. We need to address the increase in sandhill cranes. They are just as destructive as deer and are getting worse over the last 5 years. A sandhill crane. I got to be honest, I don't even know what they are. I'll look it up during the break. Well, again, Grandpa Bishop. Oh, I got one interesting, cute little text. Where was that one? Oh, yeah. The three S's? Well, here we call it whole therapy. It can be very therapeutic to dig holes. Oh, good one. I like that. I won't say who that one came from either. Hey, final half hour of today's show. We got some other stories we'll get to. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.